I'm Austin Meek with Waco Business News, and you're listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business. My guest today is Ashley Beard, aka Mrs. Texas. Ashley discusses the pageant circuit, the upcoming Mrs. America pageant in Las Vegas, and how she uses the local fitness boutique Halo to stay in shape. But first, it's the Small Business Spotlight. Lexi Rail is the project manager on the economic development team for the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce. And this month on the Small Business Spotlight, we are featuring small businesses in general in McLennan County. Welcome to the show, Lexi.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So on Friday, October 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m., it's not a job fair, it's a life fair that the Chamber's putting on downtown. What's the distinction?
Yeah, so we call it Find Your Waco, and our goal is for people who are either new to the community or wanting to relocate or even just looking for something new within Waco to come and find their place. And so we'll have four different quads. There is a career side of it, so people will be hiring, but there's also the flavor quad, so people can see different restaurants and nightlife and the flavor of Waco. There's also Find Your Space, which if people are looking for a realtor or an apartment complex, they can find their space within Find Your Waco. And then finally, there is the Find Your Peeps, which is really fun. So there's going to be different organizations like churches or the Waco Young Professionals or different groups for people to get involved and find their people within Waco. So more than just career, there's a full life there.
You don't need Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. You can come to the Find Your Life Fair on October 22nd. So Lexi, on a very big picture scale, the Chamber incentivizes other businesses to move to Waco.
Sure.
And we often are giving them incentive packages, maybe a tax abatement here and there. But often in these packages that you guys put together are requirements for jobs. They have to hire X amount of local people at Y amount of money. For some of the big ones that the Chamber has pulled in recently, like Amazon might be one of them. But what is the status of hiring in McLennan County? Are there really jobs that need to be filled?
Sure. So funny enough, we have tracked our labor force in Waco throughout the pandemic and pre-pandemic, and our labor force has grown. So we're about over 130,000 people in the labor force. Now, our unemployment rate has stayed around 5.2% equally over the last 6 months. And so that's telling you that there are jobs to be filled. And so we have heard from, as a chamber, we are hearing from our member organizations and beyond that it is really difficult to be hiring right now. You go into the industrial park, you go to any restaurant, you'll see we're hiring signs. And so that is a major focus of our organization right now, is to help our local businesses that are already established here find skilled workers, and also those new coming businesses. And so we're definitely feeling the weight of that. And so Find Your Waco is one of those initiatives that we're trying to attract people from outside of the community and those new ones and put them into jobs. And so we actually are partnering with Fort Hood. We've been doing some advertisement down there to attract some transitioning soldiers. In fact, right now, HEB is sponsoring $10 gas cards for any active soldier from Fort Hood who is coming to Waco for this fair. And so that's part of our reach, is to bring new people into the community who are skilled and able to work in our local businesses.
Regardless of my education status, I would imagine there's something for me at this life fair. What do I need to come prepared with on October 22nd to make a good impression?
Absolutely. So this is definitely more of a casual. We're not expecting people in suit and tie. We want people to feel comfortable walking in. And so you're welcome to bring your resume. I think a lot of the employers will have QR codes for you to scan so that you can upload your resume later. But just come with a willingness and excitedness, and you can actually go to wacochamber.com/findyourwaco to be able to pre-register for this event. So if you are someone who is actively job seeking, we encourage you to pre-register so that those who are in attendance, those booths that are available, will know that you're coming.
Lexi Rail is a project manager on the economic development team of the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for everything you do to put Waco in a great spotlight and to get some of these companies that are looking to move to Texas, whether it's no state income tax or the beautiful weather that we're having here in the fall. A lot of reasons to be in Central Texas with your business. Lexi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm now joined in studio by Ashley Beard. Ashley, among many other monikers, is Mrs. Texas, and I'm very grateful to have her in studio. Welcome to Downtown Depot.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley, what is your Waco history? What has you in the area?
Well, I originally went to Baylor in 2004. I played soccer, so I earned a full-ride soccer scholarship there. I was at Baylor for 6 whole years, doing a double major, double minor. But I met my husband there, who had also played football, fell in love, got married, and so I've been here ever since.
And what have you been doing in Waco? I guess that 2010 Waco is probably different than 2020 Waco.
Oh, 100%. I'm raising children. We have 2 kids. We opened up Halo Athletic Center, and I'm also the regional director for Westdale.
And Westdale is a development company?
What do you do exactly? So my father-in-law's business is Westdale Asset Management. So we have apartment complexes and shopping centers and food trailer lots that I run here in Waco.
Let's get back to your time at Baylor. So you are a student athlete.
Yes.
You're double majoring while also playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn to balance all that? And are those skills that you still have to maintain today when you're managing a busy schedule?
Of course. I think busy likes busy. I think I was probably born an octopus, so I like to do very many things at once. It taught me discipline, perseverance, and so that's what I do on a daily basis, especially trying to raise my kids and make sure that my husband's taken care of, as well as the business, and then now Mrs. Texas. So there's a lot of moving parts.
Are you still involved with soccer at all?
So I personal train, and then I do some soccer training for girls that are getting into college. I personally do not play anymore. I think because I was a goalkeeper that my body is completely broken by throwing myself on the ground constantly, but I do not play anymore.
So what's happening over at Halo? Is that a place where anybody can go work out, or is it really specified in a type of training there?
So it's a full service gym. We also have smaller businesses that we have there. So we have 2 estheticians. We have the Bod Pod. We have a registered dietitian, a massage therapist, and then we have Duality Yoga, which runs their business out of the gym as well, that does hot yoga, yoga, Pilates, and then we have an indoor-outdoor area to work out. And we also have 24-hour passes as well.
So was Halo and the idea for it really just to make a playground for you so that you can go have fun and be training for your pageants? Or was this really a business that you recognized, hey, there's a need in Waco for this specific type of service, we want to provide that?
I mean, I would like to say it's a jungle gym for me and my husband and my business partner, but it was kind of our passion project. So growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. And so when I got recruited by Baylor, they said, you need to gain muscle, because I was 6 foot tall at 130 pounds. And so my mom had taken me to a trainer. And in California, where I'm originally from, the trainers are $80 an hour. And she just sat there and she's like, Ashley, I can't afford this. And so the trainer gave her a huge hug and said, I will train her for free as long as she works real hard these next 4 years. And so I made it my mission as soon as we had money to open up our passion project to be able to give back to the community. So of course, Waco has a community and a special niche there. We're more of a boutique style gym. And so we keep it kind of small and community based.
So that I wasn't expecting that story. Okay. So first off, you were a goalie.
Yes.
That's not the most glamorous position on the field.
No, I stunk all of the time. My gloves stunk. My cleats stunk. I stunk. Not fun.
Your move into this beauty pageant circuit, I would imagine that there are not a lot of other beauty pageant queens who were former collegiate goalies.
Probably not.
Do you
We're
think
weird. Goalies are weird.
I mean, like goalies, catchers, mm-hmm. Anyone who's like wearing the mask or like far away from the fray,
yeah.
They kind of are living on their own planet a little bit.
For sure. We come from a completely different planet.
So do you think that being stinky and smelly and by yourself in goal for 90 minutes a game, that was maybe what led to a reversion where now you're very into doing the pageant scene and making sure you're all dolled up and looking a certain way? Is there any connection there, or I'm just making a connection in my mind?
I mean, I kind of never fit in anywhere I was. And so I think for pageantry, what it's done for me is it's kind of given me like a sense of belonging. And I know that's probably weird to most people because they view pageants as, oh, it's a beauty queen, or like toddlers in tiaras where everyone's like out to get each other and like stabbing each other with high heels and lipsticks. That does not happen. I think it's amazing to be under one roof with these amazing, accomplished women, whether they're stay-at-home moms, authors, doctors, lawyers, and they're all inspiring to be a better version of themselves. And so I think that is what kind of led me into the role, especially for being in competitions for so long with soccer. You know, all of a sudden you're done and it's like, what do I do? I don't have 6 a.m.s anymore. I don't have 2-a-days. And then I had children on top of it. So I think it also helps, especially as women, to not get lost kind of within like your husband or the family element. And so, you know, it was just challenging for me because I'm the complete opposite. I'm not your typical pageant person. You know, I'm tall and quirky and, you know, I like to dance in the corner by myself and talk to walls. And so here I am, this random girl that grew up in sports her whole life. And it's a completely different realm. But that's what I find intriguing about it.
My knowledge of beauty pageants consists of watching Little Miss Sunshine, which was more of the T's and TR's that you're talking about. And, of course, the year 2000 classic Miss Congeniality.
Of course. Oh, she's amazing.
How true to reality are those two worlds?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of the younger generation, but probably in terms of Mrs. Congeniality, I don't think anyone's like showing up with guns underneath their dresses or anything like that.
It's not just a big heist operation.
No, it's not a big heist, and it's, you know, it's not political. It's, you know, I find it intriguing because doing sports for so long, it's objective, right? You go to practice, you do well, you're going to win. And then with pageants, it's completely subjective. So you can show up, be your absolute best, look stunning, you know, whatever that may be. And someone may not like you because they look like, you know, your third grade teacher that failed you. And so you can only be the better version of yourself. And so everyone gets along and everyone's not cutthroat or out to get each other. You know, there we are building each other up, which I think is absolutely incredible.
So the scoring system, how many judges are typically at, or let's talk about, you know, Mrs. America, where you'll be in November in Las Vegas. What is the scoring criteria for a competition like this?
So you have interview, you have swim, which is considered fitness, and it's in one piece because we are married. And then we also have gown.
And they're judging you based on your makeup, how well it's applied, or they're judging you based on your waist size or the
beauty of
your dress?
Like, you can be any shape, any size, whatever you want. As long as you have that confidence and you are rocking the stage, it does not matter, you know, a dress size. It does not matter if you're blonde or brunette. It does not matter if you have straight or crooked teeth. It is all based on the best person for the job and who is going to make sure that the Mrs. America system is well portrayed. You know, evening gown is around 33% at nationals, and then you also have swim or fitness, which is 33%, and then interview as well. At state level, I had actually one interview and fitness, and at state level, interview is 50, as well as then 25 and 25 for the other two.
So you were a shoe-in once you won that interview, basically.
No, it actually doesn't matter because what happens is that will get you to the top six. But once you reach the top six, then all scores are erased. And then the judges just sit there and they circle who they think is going to be the winner, who they want for first place, second, third, and so on.
The idea of pageantry and parading beautiful women about, I think to a lot of, you know, contemporary modern feminist feels a little bit wrong, but I would imagine that it's very empowering.
Oh, 100%.
Can you talk a little bit about, yeah, like how you view being a part of this and how empowering it has been for you specifically?
I think it's absolutely amazing, you know, and I believe that feminism and femininity has completely changed over the years. And so growing up, you know, feminism is, you know, let's make equal pay. Let's, you know, have women on the equal playing field as men. And so now, you know, it's kind of like men are bad. And that's not the case at all. Here I am, a married woman who has 110% support from her husband, who has children, who's able to do it all. And I think that's what feminism to me stands for. And then femininity, too. It's just on how you portray yourself. You know, like I said, I never did fit in. I was bullied a lot growing up. I don't know why my mom did this, but I had a chili bowl haircut with a rat's tail. It was not cute. I developed later in life, so I had the chubby cheeks. I looked like a poor little chipmunk. I had big, huge buck teeth. And so I finally grew into those, by the way. You know, I could make a hamburger belly with my stomach. And so, and because I'm 6 feet tall, you know, I kind of bloomed later in life, and I needed that little extra, you know, belly weight on me so that way I can grow up, you know, tall. But I just think that it's amazing that I finally found a place where I fit in.
Well, there's so many different ways to define beauty, and I do think that a beauty pageant in 2021 probably looks markedly different from one that happened even 20 years ago.
Oh, yes.
In terms of the type of women who are going to be there and the people who are even interested in being part of this work. But something interesting about you, Ashley, and you have, you know, graciously talked about what a weird chipmunk girl you were.
Weird chipmunk, that's a good one.
But you have now created your own platform for this. It's called Born Perfectly Imperfect. And on the outside, you are this, you know, stunning goddess.
Thank you.
But you have your own quirks just like everybody else does.
Yeah, so I was born with a birth defect in my left arm. My bones at my elbow are completely twisted. My two ligaments are shortened in my middle fingers. Shriners actually had done my surgery because what Shriners does is takes the financial burden off of your families. It's a non-for-profit. And so when I was 13, they went and did surgery. So they were able to elongate my fingers a little bit. But now I constantly just walk around with the I love you sign on my hand. And it's about 3 inches shorter than my right. And so my message to children is you are born perfectly imperfect, just the way that God intended you to be. And so you can do anything you set your mind to. And like I said, I was a goalie in soccer. I caught a soccer ball with that I love you sign. I dribbled a basketball like that. Even when I get my nails done, I kind of have to push my, you know, wrist down. So there's different trials and tribulations that everybody has. You know, I'm no different than you. I'm no different than anybody else on the planet. And so as long as we can create an environment where people, you know, appreciate and accept their kind of quirks and their different qualities, especially when it comes to birth defects, that's my main mission.
That's such a compelling story.
Thank you.
Amazing hearing it out of your mouth. Is that something that you're able to talk about during your interview section when you're doing these pageants, or is there a strict questions that are answered?
No, the judges can ask whatever they want. I, of course, like to push my platform just because I believe that sets me apart from other contestants, which everyone has their own stories. And so everyone wants to go ahead and say where they came from. And I think that that's the main focus in an interview, is to really get the judges, because when you're sitting there with all 50, you know, beautiful women, you know, we need stories that will separate us. And so I like to share my platform, one, because then it gets, you know, the judges to know me on a personal level, and to maybe when I'm on that stage, like, oh, there's that girl that makes that I love you sign.
And are your kids and your husband, Jody, part of your discussion as well?
Oh, 100%. My onstage question was, you know, what's your favorite quality about your husband? And I just sat there and I was like, oh my gosh, I love everything about him. Like, there isn't one thing I don't. He's absolutely the most handsome person in this room right now. He has huge muscles, you know, but he also is the yin to my yang. We are complete opposites, where I can sit here and do this podcast. Jody probably wouldn't do that. He's more quiet and reserved. And so, the one thing that he is the most gentle giant. So, like, if there was an ant right here, he couldn't kill it. He'd have to pick it up at 250 pounds at 6'3 and go put it outside and make sure it was on a leaf.
How will the Mrs. America pageant in Vegas differ from the Mrs. Texas pageant that you recently won?
It'll be larger. It's on a larger stage. Other than that, I don't think it will. You know, you go into it just knowing that you're going to be on a stage, whether it's big or small. You're going to have to be able to practice your walk and do well in interview and hold yourself, you know, confident on that stage and be able to answer questions, if I'm able to make the top six, eloquently, and, you know, make sure that everyone understands me well.
They don't just reserve one of the spots for Mrs. Texas. I feel like Mrs. Texas should always be
there. Unfortunately, they do not. They have to make it fair. I would love that, though.
Have you been able to connect with any of the other misses? Is there a sorority of the women who've been in your position? You've been able to build relationships with them?
Of course. And so what's great about being Texas, because Texas is one of the largest states, right? The camaraderie that you have being a Mrs. Texas is amazing. We have an incredible director who makes sure that we have sponsors, that make sure that we are able to get out and do appearances with all still being ourselves. So each Mrs. Texas before me has their own personalities, their own traits. They're absolutely all stunning. But they all have been absolutely wonderful, and their personalities are phenomenal. I'm so blessed to be a part of this sisterhood. And so it's absolutely amazing that they finally did pick the quirky person. But with my director, she also owns California and Oklahoma. And so we just had boot camp this last weekend where we actually all the Texas and California and Oklahoma got together. You know, to perfect our interviews and to perfect our walks. And then as well as social media, now everyone kind of knows each other. And so as soon as you win, all of a sudden, all these other states are also, you know, asking to be your friends. And we've gotten to talk a little bit on private messages and text messages. I really like Idaho. She's so sweet.
You're hearing from Ashley Beard. Ashley Beard is Mrs. Texas, will soon be representing our state in Las Vegas at the National Mrs. America Conference. Now, going back to Halo Athletic Center, a lot of companies in McLennan County and across the country right now are having staffing issues. There have been some government assistance throughout COVID that has, I think, prevented some people from wanting to work. What have been the first few years like in your business at Halo? And are you experiencing any of these staffing issues that we were talking about earlier with Lexi?
So we opened up in November of 2019. We were open for about 3.5 months and then COVID hit. So our number one priority was to make sure as soon as they said that gyms needed to close down, that we had shut our doors and we were keeping our community safe. Once we were able to open that following June, we went ahead and opened full force. We made sure everything was 6 feet apart. We had the sanitary stations out. We were making sure things were getting wiped down a little bit more. The great thing about at Halo is we necessarily don't have staff. We have personal trainers there. And like I said, we rent to smaller businesses. So once we were able to open, those smaller businesses came back. We were accepting rent then. And then also with our trainers, we do things a little bit differently than other gyms do, which I think is what also sets us apart. So instead of a personal trainer coming in and we're paying them X amount of dollars per hour, they actually pay us a small fee. And then whenever they have a little bit more clientele, so say 1 to 10 clients, they'll pay X amount of money. Once they have 11 to, say, 16, then that price goes down a little bit. So it's more of an incentive for them to drive business and to help build their business. And then once they reach a certain amount, say it's 30 clients, then we start to give them bonuses. So I think that that's what sets us apart and why we have our trainers since day one and they've still been there. But I think COVID hit hard with everybody. You know, if anything, I think it opened the eyes more to people that they need to probably get out a little bit more, take care of their health, their mental health, and physical health as well.
I love that you have your incentive structure set up that way. And it's something that I don't understand why more businesses don't run that way, other than it's more bookkeeping and you really got to, you know, keep your eyes on it at all times to know exactly how many clients they have, et cetera. Because particularly for small businesses, there's a lot of small businesses that would love to start if they could be in a space for $500 a month.
So 100%.
There's a ton of businesses who would like to start, but the only place that's available for them is a huge storefront that's $5,000 a month. And there are just not enough developed spaces in Waco that have the smaller footprint that would incentivize a small business owner to really take this leap and jump in.
Yep, I agree.
Is Halo something that you want to, so it's right there at Bagby and Highway 6. Beautiful facility. You can literally go in there and do just about anything. I've been in there myself. Is that something that you think is a concept that should be replicated? Like, should be, there be more Halos in Waco or more Halos outside? Or are you really just focused on having this one and maintaining that and helping that grow?
I think definitely for right now, the one and helping it grow. I think the structure and, you know, the way that we run our business, I think, needs to be implemented more. I would love to see it in different smaller cities, especially, and then maybe eventually in larger cities. But for right now, we really want to keep our community base small and make sure that everyone is getting on a treadmill or everyone's being able to do a machine. They're not having to wait for something or to get in at weird hours of the day, say 5 a.m. when no one wants to work out. I know after 2 days, I refuse to ever do 6 a.m. again or work out at 9 o'clock at night. You know, the main rush hours are going to be your lunch. You're going to have your 5 and around 9 a.m., especially with the stay-at-home moms. But I think that keeping this one right now is good, and I hope that someone somewhere out there is probably listening to where they can get some ideas moving in their head to where maybe they can operate, you know, a similar structure.
What's something that has surprised you about the Halo business? Maybe when you were putting your business plan together in 2019, you thought it was going to be this way, but it turns out, oh, the customers actually like this machine. They don't like that machine that I thought it was going to be. Anything jump out?
Yeah, I mean, we have some fitness equipment that we have that we thought was going to be well, but after numerous amounts of people have been on due to, you know, body structure, it doesn't fit maybe for the smaller client or, you know, a taller client, it's harder for them to get into machines. So it's kind of working out kinks that way. Or, you know, now we have a towel service. When we first opened, we didn't. And it was crucial that we were making sure we were accommodating to our members and giving them those kind of accommodations. And so it's little things like that that you kind of learn along the way. We have a wall in the area that we take Polaroids, black and whites, of all of our members, you know, so that way they can sign. And I always say, you need to sign it so when you become famous, you know, I can make $1,000 off of you. But I think it's just that sense of community that I really like, that I didn't think that we were actually going to have. You know, when you go to a gym, especially to work out, you may talk to a few people, you may not talk to anybody at all. But I like to know the name of every single person that comes into our gym and a little bit about themselves, so that way they, you know, feel that they are part of this.
What is the culture at Halo?
Community-based. Making sure that it doesn't matter if you're the most fit person in there or if you're just starting your journey, that you're coming in there and everyone is willing and able to help, that we have open arms, that if you don't know how to do a certain exercise, that we will always help. Never be afraid to ask any questions. We always want to make sure your form is number one, the most important thing in there. And then two, making sure whatever your goals are, that we're meeting those.
You wear a ton of hats. One of which is managing a food truck park that's mm-hmm. downtown at University Parks and Franklin, mm-hmm. affectionately known as Chowtown. There have been a lot of different great food trucks that have been in there and out there. The Waco Paddle Company has mm-hmm. their setup there. You can go rent boats. What's the latest on that Chowtown?
It's still trucking, no pun intended. The great thing about Chowtown is we have had amazing trailers in there that have done so well that they now have a brick and mortar and they have started their own restaurants. And so they've expanded that way. We have had other people that have come in and realized that it's seasonal. So snow cones, for instance, you know, they try it there and then all of a sudden, you know, we hit winter months and maybe they have to work on selling like hot chocolates and like, you know, hotter foods. So it's just kind of evolving constantly. Everyone has been so sweet that has been on board with us. And, you know, we have had the greatest successes there.
If listeners want to follow you on your journey as a small business owner or as a beauty pageant queen, hopefully the upcoming Mrs. America, what's the best way for them to know? Can we watch the pageant online? Do we just follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, so it'll be live streamed November 19th and 20th. So the 19th is prelims and finals is the 20th. They can probably find the link at mrsamerica.com. If they'd like to follow me on social media, my handle is abbeard26, or there's Mrs. Texas Pageant. And then also on Facebook as well, it's the same.
Well, Ashley, I'm sending you lots of luck and love from Waco. The whole state of Texas is going to be with you, too. And thank you for representing us so well. Thanks for coming on Downtown Depot and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Ashley Beard, Lexi Rail of the Greater Waco Chamber, and you for tuning in to episode 114 of Downtown Depot here on Waco Public Radio. I'll be back on Friday, November 5th, for another interview with one of the small business owners, civic leaders, and engaged citizens sparking Waco's renaissance. But you can find me in between episodes on Facebook and Instagram at Waco Business News. I'm Austin Meek, and you've been listening to Downtown Depot, where we track the ins and outs of Waco business.